Hello, everyone. Hey, kids. All righty. How are y'all doing this morning? Good. Okay, so today our gospel message is from Matthew, and it's the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes are a message that Jesus delivered to the crowds that were following him around from Galilee. And what I think is important in the Bible is when you're confused or something's confusing, just look for the red print. So I did that here. And the Beatitudes are a list of messages, and it's a little bit confusing, but it's actually really beautiful, and there's a lot to learn here. And my favorite is verse number 9, which says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." And so I think that's pretty cool. Peacemakers are the children of God. So what do you guys think a peacemaker is? Anybody? It's okay. I looked it up in Webster for you, so I've got you. Don't you worry. The peacemakers. A peacemaker is a person who brings about peace, especially by making up with opponents. So a peacemaker is somebody who, in any area of their life, is always striving to keep things peaceful and to resolve disputes and, like, you know, fights and stuff. So why do you guys think Jesus would want us to be peacemakers?
Ingrid.
Yeah, so that we can, you know, be God's light to people. You know, being peaceful is a good way to show others that we love Jesus and that we are living for him. Anyone else? Okay. Yeah, a peacemaker is something that we can always strive to be because bringing peace to others is a good way, like I said, to show that you know, Jesus lives in us because God is love and love is peaceful, and I think that's really important. So how can we be peacemakers around our schools and homes and stuff? Perfect. Awesome. That's a good one. Ingrid? Perfect. That's really good. Now, would a peacemaker hold a grudge? Probably not. And Jesus says right here, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be children of God." So that tells us that we should probably do our best to resolve disputes and you know, be loved ones to our friends and our family. So let's say somebody at school says something mean to you and you all of a sudden don't want to be a peacemaker. Is that a good mindset to hold? What's a better route than being mad at them? Exactly, and you forgive them, and forgiveness is a big part of that. Awesome. So as we move forward, let's try to be more like Jesus and be peacemakers, okay? Let me pray for you guys. Dear Lord, thank you for all these kids here, and thank you that we have such an awesome group of youth at our church. I pray that you would all help us to be more peaceful and be peacemakers as we move forward, and bless us as we go forward today. Amen. Thanks, kids.